You know, I felt really happy in myself. One thing I just wanted to look back was just be happy and comfortable with the performance myself. So you know what? I was happy. So you know, all the team worked so hard and they're absolutely incredible, and you know, things don't always go your way, but look, we're looking on the bright side and we're still happy. Just gonna meet up with family and friends that have come over. We're just gonna have a few celebratory drinks because, to be honest, we put a lot of work in and you know, we're all happy with what we've done, so it's a celebratory drink at the end of the day.
I'm Alison Kelly, the Irish ambassador in Israel, and it's been a great honour to see Sarah McTernan representing Ireland here in the second semi-final. She did a fantastic job. It was a very, very tough group to be in. I had the honour and the pleasure of meeting her earlier in the week. She's a wonderful personality. She has an absolutely beautiful voice, and I think that she's a very bright future ahead of her.
Oh, really gutted, really sad. I thought she was sung absolutely beautiful and she was in with a brilliant chance. I just thought the standard tonight was quite high.
It was excellent compared to Tuesday.
And much higher than Eurovision
and for
standard.
Sarah, and for Team Ireland and for the fans, how is everyone feeling in the family?
We're sad, but she did a really good, really, really excellent performance. And we feel privileged that she's representing our country. Absolutely privileged, and we feel privileged to be here.
Hi, my name is Natasha Quigley. I'm from Scariff in Clare, and I'm one of Sarah's best friends.
You're one of Sarah's best friends, and we're here outside the Expo Arena in the heart of Tel Aviv, in the heart of Israel. And we've just come out with the news that Ireland hasn't qualified. How are you feeling?
It's a shock because I was fully convinced she would qualify. You know, she's been working so hard for it. You know, as you know, the song, it's an earworm song, so it sticks out and stands out. She did amazing and I'm just so proud, but I can't help but feel what she's going through, what she's feeling. Like, I don't see it as a loss. I see it as another door for something else. You know, like, it's not the end all, if that makes sense.
And it was a strong song, written by really good writers, good production team. Where did she fall down? Was it just because tonight there was so much competition? Was it back to the fact that the Russian-speaking countries gave each other 12 points again?
Well, with the atmosphere that I, from my opinion anyway, was there was a lot of other people supporting the other songs. But when it came to Ireland and the cheers, there was, you know, there's about a handful of us. And so it was kind of like, it kind of threw it off. It's kind of like majority vote, that's what it kind of felt like. The majority vote, that everyone screaming, it was all, you know, North Macedonia, Denmark,
So there were some big Swedish.
There was a lot of big armies there, like big fans, you know, they were all there.
And you feel because the Irish didn't travel like they normally do.
Yeah.
Do you think the boycott had any...
Honestly, I don't want to be cliche and say that it's not about politics, but I will say, because that's what I believe, and the whole, as you know, like, the whole purpose of the Eurovision was to, you know, put all the violence aside and all the countries come together to do one thing. But I do feel that maybe it kind of shadowed it, do you know what I mean? Like, it was hard to see it, you know, it was hard to see it, but at the end of the day, to me, it didn't seem it was the truth. When everyone was saying, you need to boycott, you need to do this, blah, blah, you know, that's their opinions, yes, but to me, I felt it was unnecessary, because there is other countries, there is other problems going on. Just want to say to Sarah, like, you know, we're all so proud, you know, we came here to support her, and we all love her, we're proud of her, and we can't wait for whatever she does next.